Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Illinois State Police report officers have seized more than $40 million worth of cocaine during a traffic stop near Geneseo. A police task force discovered roughly 1,100 pounds of the narcotic during a traffic stop along Interstate 80 on Friday. Two Canadian citizens found in the commercial tractor trailer were transferred to the Henry County Jail pending their pre-trial release hearing. A star government witness is set for cross-examination today in the federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. WBEZ's Dave McKinney has more.
Federal prosecutors have entered their questioning of government mole and former Chicago alderperson Danny Solis. For 4 days, he outlined undercover FBI recordings he made of Madigan and co-defendant Michael McLean. Solis testified that to curry favor with Madigan, he steered developers to the then-speaker's law firm to do their tax work. In exchange, Solis persuaded Madigan to help him try to obtain a high-paying state board appointment, which was an FBI ruse. Defense lawyers will now attack Solis's credibility, starting with his willingness to trade official action for campaign contributions, prostitution services, and Viagra. Reporting from the Dirksen Federal Building, Dave McKinney, WBEZ News.
An appellate court has ruled that former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson should be released from jail pending his trial. Grayson has been in custody on first-degree murder charges for shooting unarmed Sonia Massey this summer. Massey, a black woman, was shot in the face by Grayson after she'd called to report a prowler at her home. Massey's death has gained worldwide attention and placed more focus on police hiring and training. Reports have shown that past employers raised concerns about Grayson's police work. The Sangamon County Sheriff who hired him, Jack Campbell, has resigned under pressure. There is no timetable for Grayson's release, but a hearing in the case is set for this morning. More details could be announced then. In Iowa, Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks has secured victory for a third term in the U.S. House. Recount results last week confirmed the Republicans' narrow lead for the 1st Congressional District, which includes most of southeast Iowa and much of the Quad City area. The Iowa Secretary of State's office reports she won the race against Democrat Christina Bohannon by 803 votes out of more than 400,000 cast. That's a much closer margin than the first time Bohannon ran against Miller-Meeks in 2022, losing by about 7 percentage points. And Republicans will have an even greater majority in the Iowa State Senate next session. Iowa Public Radio's Grant Leo Winterer reports on what that could mean for ongoing water quality issues in the state.
If Governor Kim Reynolds leans on that majority to pursue more state income tax cuts, it could reduce funding available for environmental protection services from the DNR, according to Iowa Environmental Council attorney Michael Schmidt. However, due to issues that emerged during last year's flooding and its cleanup, a new legislature might be looking to reevaluate water policies statewide.
Some of those could lead to some shifts in protecting Iowans from natural disasters and ensuring that people have safe drinking water.
Schmidt points to reducing the prevalence of lead pipes in flooded regions as one of the possible priorities. I'm Grant Leo Winterer, IPR News.
The Quad Cities winter outlook is pointing to a colder season with near normal snowfall. Rich Kinney is the warning coordination meteorologist in the Quad Cities.
Last winter, fairly mild, and the number of systems were fairly limited. May have a couple of nice warm-ups mixed in there as well, especially if we don't get that really deep snow cover. As you know, that can be a game changer in terms of temperatures.
There is a slight chance for snow in the Quad Cities area and Dubuque this morning, but clouds are expected to clear with highs in the upper 20s today. Joseph Leahy, WVIK News.